101.3's Fashionista is the one and only Joan Lincoln.
Good morning.
So we're talking hats today?
Yeah. All right. So I have a ton of hats in my store, right? Uh-huh. I can't tell you how many women come in and say, I'm just not a hat person. Yeah. I just can't wear hats. But they need one. For whatever reason, okay. They need one. But I noticed in a lot of postings, a lot of people are getting a little bit more hat savvy. And Kevin and I were out on Canandaigua Lake on Monday. So he wore his little boat safari hat, right? Mm-hmm. And I wore my classic, you know, straw hat.
Yeah, I saw that. See, it looks good on you. That's a nice hat for you.
Well, you know, I sold makeup for, 18 plus years? You know, I had to save my face. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Do what I preached. So I also noticed that you and Kim oftentimes wear...
I normally wear visors because I like visors better, but I, like I said, a little thin on top there, so I sometimes will spray sunscreen up there, but I feel better wearing a hat.
Okay, so that was going to be my question. Mm-hmm. I mean, why bother putting sunscreen on when you can just put a full hat on?
Yeah, because I hate the way I look in a hat.
Okay.
I look like a goof.
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like I look like a goof.
Well, that's because you and I and Christy have big fluffy hair.
Yeah.
That's why I get one that doesn't smash my hair and crush it too much, but Christy, you don't even... wear hats. I tried to find a picture of you in a hat, and it wasn't going well.
Nothing out there?
Oh.
Nothing happens.
Nothing. So Nikki's always wearing a hat when she's on vacation.
She got a fedora. Nikki wears fedoras.
She looks good in everything, though.
Yeah. I have like maybe 5 different fedoras, Joan, and I even got one for my husband.
Well, that's interesting, because I didn't notice that he wore hats, but, you know, you got to protect that...
That noggin.
The dome.
Absolutely, the dome. Well, I tell you what, there is a hat trend that I'm having a hard time embracing, and it's clear that none of us will be wearing. It's the bucket hat.
What's a bucket hat?
It's one of those crushable, foldable, it's almost round, stands up a little taller. Sounds it does have a bit of a brim, but I'm probably never going to be seen wearing one of those. But I do like, you know, the straw
hat looks really nice. Nikki looks great in fedoras.
Yep.
You know, my wife wants to buy fedoras, and I want her to. She would look great in fedoras.
Yeah, I agree. Kim's got a great face, and, you know, although baseball caps are great, and that's like one of the second trends that's happening right now. Yeah.
Joan.
Yes.
The bucket hat, it looks like a fisherman's hat. That's trending?
Yeah, I don't know why, girl. You know, like everything comes back, you know? Yeah.
What? Dude, that's what grandpa wears to go fly fishing.
Right, not happening.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody bought Kevin a captain's hat for his birthday.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
You know, because he had just gotten his boat. So that was, he has yet to adorn that.
I don't think he will
wear that.
Wearing,
probably not.
Bucket hats are what we used to put on our kids to protect them from the sun.
Exactly. Yes. Like the 2-year-old at the beach.
Love my base.
Well, anyways, don't forget your SPF. Right. I did on Monday, and I got myself a little scorched. You know, the reflection off the water.
The reflection off the water.
But wear your hat, SPF up.